Giotto's Crucifix. The crucifix in the church of Santa Maria Novella offers tangible evidence of the exceptional breadth of the renewal of visual canons that Giotto introduced in the last 15 years of the 13th century. This work is today universally recognized as a milestone in the history of Italian art of all time. For the first time ever, Giotto offered a naturalistically plausible image of a dead man on a cross. For contemporary worshippers, it must have constituted a novelty of an extraordinary emotional and devotional impact. In an incredibly short span of time, the countless painted crucifixes commissioned and executed, even in the regions furthest from Tuscany, conformed to this model. In stylistic terms, there's a surprising resemblance to the frescoes in the upper basilica of San Francesco in Assisi. The sorrowful figures of the Virgin Mary and St. John, represented in panels on either side of the cross, are very similar to those of Esau and Jacob in the two famous stories of Isaac in the upper registers of the Basilica of Assisi that are part of the stories of the Old Testament. Also striking about these figures is the conscious classical inspiration, exalted by the drapery with many folds, and, at the same time, the strong connection with the sculpture of Nicola Pisano and Arnolfo di Cambio. The influence of the latter is particularly evident in the structure of the mourners' heads, painted almost sculpturally. The definition of the body of Jesus, its weight perceived in the legs buckling to one side, with chromatic and luminous passages of great beauty and realism in the arms, face, and ribs, is fruit of an expert pictorial formulation.